Joe Biden is under pressure. Gun violence is ticking up. So is violent crime. The White House knows it has to be seen to be trying to get a grip of the problem.
That's why I put together a comprehensive strategy to supercharge what works.
One of the main areas of focus, so-called ghost guns. They can be built from a kit. You don't need a background check. And they've no serial numbers.
This is the gun. It's not hard to put together.
That makes them unregulated and virtually untraceable. That can't stand, says the president.
But let me ask you, is it extreme to protect police officers, extreme to protect our children? Extreme to keep guns out of the hands of people who couldn't even pass a background check? Look, the idea that someone on the terrorist list could purchase one of these guns is extreme. It isn't extreme, just basic common sense.
The White House also announced the new head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms. Steve Dettelbach will be charged with enforcing the crackdown if he's confirmed to the position by the Senate.
What we need is a confirmed director at ATF. We've only had one of those, and it's really a detriment to the agency's enforcement abilities. I mean, this is just one example with this ghost gun rule going through that we really need ATF to be strong on the enforcement side, because if they don't, it's really just a rule on paper.
The crackdown on ghost guns has been brewing for months, and it's an acceptance that the rise in violence is a political liability for the Democrats. But it's almost certainly going to be opposed by those who see it as an attack on the Second Amendment of the Constitution, the right to bear arms, and therefore it's almost certainly going to end up in the courts. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at the White House.